and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for being here and joining us on our new release day. If you didn't listen last week, we announced that we will now be releasing our episodes weekly on Thursdays instead of Mondays. So tune in every Thursday.
Yes.
Yes. Hope you all had a great Valentine's Day. What did you do for Valentine's Day?
We had like no plans for Valentine's Day. We weren't going to do anything. And then kind of like last minute, the church that Vince and I sometimes go to, they were doing this thing. And it was like $20 for both of our kids to go to this like indoor playground and have pizza and treats for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, we're going to take advantage of that. So we just like went and got food and yeah, just like hung out with each other.
Yeah,
it's kind of unexpected, but it was good. Yeah, I love Valentine's Day, so.
I do too, yeah. But we never do anything.
Yeah, it's just like such a hard day to actually like go out on. Like even just us going to like a random little restaurant, like we still, I mean, the wait wasn't terrible, but like they were packed in there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like, it's kind of hard to coordinate. It's busy, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually celebrate Valentine's Day the day after.
Yeah.
Just because every place is crazy.
So booked.
You know, what actually happened on Valentine's Day was our husbands were each other's Valentine.
Oh, yeah, duh.
And they went skiing in the morning. I texted Haley. I was like, so how did we get roped into being at home alone with our kids after months of being home alone with our kids on Valentine's Day while our husbands go skiing together? Like, how did that happen? So
I still don't know how that happened, but at least we made up for it the next day.
Yeah. So the next day, Haley and I did a little Galentine's. And we went out to brunch. We went shopping. It was very fun.
Yeah, it was very, very fun. Chelsea got some cutie things.
You got some cutie things.
I did. I got a cute pair of sunnies mm-hmm. for my cruise coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very cute.
Yeah, we love a good Aerie shopping spree.
Mm-hmm. I love anything from Aerie.
It's always a 10 out of 10.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what did you guys do though?
What did we do? We went out to dinner. And we just went shopping too.
Oh, nice.
I guess that's my idea of a good time.
Yeah. Say food
and spending money.
And spending money. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So that's all we did. Really. Nice. We, like I said, we really didn't have plans. So it was kind of just like, well, let's just go out for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a little time away from the children.
Yep.
Do you guys get each other gifts?
No, David brought me home roses and chocolate after said ski date with Vince.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. We love that.
Yeah.
Vince brought home Vivi like a little single stem rose, and then Kale got one of those, you know, those like little mini balloons on a stick at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. He got him one of those. Mm-hmm. And then he had actually gotten me a gift, even though he wasn't supposed to, because we were doing no gifts this year, but I guess he bought it. So he says, before I said no gifts, so I truly got him nothing.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even get him a box of chocolates, like literally nothing. And he was super thoughtful and got me this, like, it's a necklace and it's a rose, but it's a real rose that, and it's like really small, so you wouldn't think that it was like a real rose, but mm-hmm. it is. And I don't know how they do it, but they like petrify it or something. Mm-hmm. And it's super pretty, so it's very thoughtful of him.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
And it's just like pretty, like, I don't know. I envision it as like a family heirloom piece, if that makes sense. It's like something to pass down.
Yeah.
So anyway, good job, Vince.
Cute.
They tried to make up for it, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my kids would sell their souls for one of those stick balloons.
Yeah, and then beat each other up with it.
Yeah. Yes.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, any life updates? Anything? I'm
trying to think.
No, you know what I think you should update on?
What?
Is the bathroom.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while Vince was gone on his deployment, which it feels so good to be able to say that now, me and my father-in-law had discovered that we had black mold in our bathroom growing underneath our floor.
This is... You need to post the picture.
Yeah.
It's actually shocking.
It is insane. So we just thought it was like a little bit. So we like recovered it up because I was like, I don't want to do this until Vince gets home. Like, I don't want to be doing this with my father-in-law. No offense. So, and we had discovered it only like a month before he got home. So Vince gets home, him and his dad pull up the floor and it is like halfway through our bathroom, just black mold. So then they take off the first, so they take off the linoleum. So it was linoleum literally from 2001. So this flooring has been there forever, not been updated. So they remove that and then they pull up the plywood because the black mold had gotten into the plywood. And luckily underneath the plywood, there's like another type of wood and it did not penetrate through that. So that is good. So it was contained to that area, but obviously we had to replace the flooring. So yeah, it was crazy though. They had to like spray it with this special spray to like kill the black mold. And they had to wear masks and like scrub it and then like use a shop vac to like get it all up and then replace the flooring. So I have brand new black bathroom floors, which is super nice in my master. Not like what I would love to spend money on right now, but you know, they're very nice to look at. And so glad we are black mold free. And now I'm like thinking back to all the times I've been like randomly sick. I got these like weird eye infections last year and it like wasn't like a typical like conjunctivitis. It was like so weird. Like my eye would just kind of burn for a few days and then it would go away. It was so weird. And so I'm like, I swear it's because of the freaking black mold. Everything. Pretty much just anything that went wrong in my life last year, I'm just going to blame on the black mold.
Just blame it on the black mold.
So crazy.
It was a lot of mold.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Could not believe we've been living like that.
No, I think that's a fun thing to spend your money on, honestly. Yeah. A little bathroom renovation.
Bathroom reno, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Any life updates?
Only thing to really touch on is that, and I can't even believe I didn't talk about this last week, but in the midst of my hell of deployment, is midst the right word? Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Ivy, my youngest, broke her femur. Today she got her brace off, which was like, hallelujah.
Happy day.
Yeah. It's been 1 month, I guess, since she broke her femur and she got her brace off. But I just have no experience with broken bones. So I literally packed her like a full outfit. The doctor's like, I thought we were walking out of there, like shoes and all. No, she's not supposed to walk still for like a week. She's terrified to move her leg at all. The doctor said that, you know, like kids will just have like so much trauma from like the pain and when that happened. And like, you know, like they're just like so used to not moving that body part that like it's gonna take her a few days to like realize that it's okay to.
Oh, that's so sad.
So she has been way more cautious today than she's, I mean, she was like scooting herself all over the house.
Well, I mean, she broke it jumping off the couch, so obviously she's an active gal.
Anyway, she's I mean, it's fine. I just thought we would be going to the park today. We were we were gonna be doing things.
Hopefully like in no time she'll be running around again. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Yeah,
poor little sweetie. And poor you having to lift her everywhere for the last month.
It's okay.
No,
girlfriend loves a brace.
Oh my god, loves a brace. Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
her whole life. Oh man,
I know. Yeah, it's okay. We're one step in the right direction, so
that's good.
Yeah, but good. That's really all I have to update on today.
Well, nice.
Yeah. Well, should we get into this week's episode?
Yes. Okay. So this week we thought it would be fun to, I mean, we did a big old life update last week. So as you know, we love our pop culture around here. So this week we thought it would be fun to do a whole kind of like pop culture we missed while we were away type episode. So we've got a whole list of things for you guys that we just want to chat about. All things pop culture.
Yeah. Just things that we thought were important.
Yeah.
In the last few months, and things we couldn't go without giving our opinions on.
Yeah.
And then we have also things that are kind of like up to date as well.
Yeah.
Pop culture too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm excited.
Yeah. What we've got a loaded list for you. So
we do. What should we start with?
Okay. Well, First on my list is the Justin Baldoni lawsuit, which this is a lot to cover.
Oh, man. I feel like it's like impossible, honestly, to cover it all. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a scary one to talk about because I feel like there's so many opinions out there.
Also, have you seen that there are like, so there'll be like a TikTok account that's talking about the Justin Baldoni lawsuit, and then like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are getting that TikTok account like shut down.
Oh, that does not surprise me at all.
Yeah.
It's so hard because I'm like, I've always been such a Blake Lively fan, and I just feel like regardless, like no matter what, I just will like never look at her the same again because it's just, I don't know. There's just something that's so icky about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, I read through the entire 80-page lawsuit. I did not read the 225-page one that Justin put out against Blake, but I did read the original 80-page one that Blake put out against Justin. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously from like her side of things, like things were looking, I was like, what? Like, I was like seeing him in a different light. I'm like, what's happening? And then like a lot came out about like how a lot of the information that she put out to the media was like very one-sided. Like it was just very like things were just taken out of context and et cetera, et cetera. I feel like a lot of times with these types of things, especially involving celebrities, I'm sure the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
100%.
You know, like I feel like Justin Baldoni's entire brand has been about how to create like a healthier man. Like his whole podcast is about like.
Okay. I've never listened to his podcast. Okay. I don't know much about him.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So here's the thing. I have listened to just like clips of his podcast and I've always been like, oh, like, yeah, like that's also good. That's also good. But then like when stuff about the lawsuit started coming out, I was like, wow, like there are some men that really hide behind like this kind of idea of like, what's the word? Like not toxic masculinity. What would be like healthy masculinity? Like that's a very, there's a very big push for healthy masculinity now, which is a good thing. Like we need that. Mm-hmm. But I think there are people in the world that are very like manipulative. And so I'm not saying this is him, but I kind of started seeing like him differently when all this stuff was coming out. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, has he just been like bamboozling all of us this whole time? Like literally has a podcast about like being a better, healthier man. And then it's like literally behind the scenes, like all this like gross stuff is going on. But then it's hard because like any of the proof I've seen like backing his claims just seems a little more credible than hers. And so it's so hard because I'm like, well, then is she just like lying? Like how big of a liar do you have to be?
So I don't have a lot of thoughts on the Justin Baldoni situation.
Yeah,
I have very simple thoughts on it. Okay. And I can give you my overall thought in a minute, but here's my thought on Blake Lively lying.
Okay.
So this is, I promise this will be the one time I speak of Taylor Swift in this episode. Well, maybe.
We'll see. Yeah.
Anyway.
Make no promises.
Taylor Swift, it's well known that she sued that DJ. I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For the sexual assault case.
Yeah.
Okay. He was suing her for defamation and she came back and sued him for $1 for sexual assault. Okay. Right. And she won that case, blah, blah, blah. Everyone knows. Right after that case, Taylor Swift, and this only came out to the media because Kesha's mom put it out to the media. So Taylor Swift did it silently. Okay. I want to say she gave Kesha like $250,000 so that Kesha could use that in her lawsuit against the, what was it? Like a music producer or whatever it was that she was suing for sexual assault.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I just have a really hard time believing that Taylor Swift, who is obviously best friends with Blake Lively, she is the godmother of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' children, that she would not defend her to the ends of the earth and support her if she genuinely thought that her best friend was being sexually assaulted or had been sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But instead, she decided to take a step back and say, I have nothing to do with this. I'm taking a step back from my relationship with Blake and Ryan.
Yeah.
So that's my main thought on that.
Yeah, that's a very, like, honestly solid piece of evidence that you just presented, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Very interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
My whole opinion on the whole situation is that it's like you said, it lies somewhere in the middle. I don't even think Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni like had an affair. I don't even think it was like an emotional affair, certainly not physical. No. I don't believe that. I just believe that there are two people working on a movie set who have a romantic connection and they developed a true romantic connection. And there was probably just some sort of like weird vibe there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were both aware of it. And I think Ryan Reynolds was aware of it. And I mean, everyone's saying that everyone thinks Ryan Reynolds is like the villain in the situation, but I genuinely think so. I think he was probably threatened by their connection and he wants to make Justin Baldoni look bad. And it became this whole blown up mess.
Which it's just like so funny because if you watch the movie, they had no chemistry. So it's just like so funny to me that any of this could even be going on behind the scenes. Cause I'm like, y'all didn't even have good of chemistry. It wasn't even that good of a movie. Like how?
I have not like watched how the and why still it's, to this day.
I mean, you don't need to.
This is the only reason I want to watch it.
I know. No, honestly. Like, yeah. I mean, Blake's performance in the movie was like,
I know. So I bad. See all the TikToks.
So bad.
People making
but
fun of her.
I also just think my last like thing on it too. I also just think that Blake was really bothered that Justin had more say in like the producing and directing of the movie. Mm-hmm. And I think she wants to go in more of that direction in her career. But I'm like, this was like a bad way to do it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people aren't going to want to work with her after this. And obviously if there comes to be like solid proof that Justin sexually harassed her, like will stand by her till the ends of the earth. But if it comes out that I feel like there's more solid proof against that, I will never support her again because this is why people don't take women seriously who are actually sexually assaulted. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sick of it. Mm-hmm. So I have a very like hard feelings about that. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm sure this is going to be a long, ongoing thing. Like,
I mean, it already is. Their trial is not until 2026.
Yeah.
I thought it was March of this year. No. 2026.
Sadly, we will be waiting a while. But
so, yeah.
Anyway, you guys will have to tell us your thoughts on that because I'm curious what other people think. But yeah, it's a crazy one. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
All right.
Okay, next one is Wicked premiere.
Wicked premiere. Oh.
I mean, does everyone not just get goosebumps when they think of their first time watching Wicked?
It was so good.
It was so good.
And like I saw it, honestly, when I talked last episode about like my mental health crisis and the last part of Vince being gone, I saw Wicked during the worst week of Vince being gone, of the entire deployment. And I was like, this is exactly what I needed. This just like literally changed my life. I loved it so much. I was worried a little bit about when they cast Ariana because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had made, I think we've talked about this like 15 times.
Yeah.
I think it was like one of the first episodes we had recorded but never put out.
Yeah.
We'd made predictions for 2024.
Yeah.
In pop culture. And one of Haley's predictions was that Wicked would like bomb.
Yeah. I was like, it's going to be a flop for sure. Like,
yeah. Which I think a lot of people were really skeptical about the casting of Ariana Grande.
And I'm just skeptical about movies or musicals that they turn into movies in general. Like Les Mis was a flop in my opinion. So I just, you know, always am like, man, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
But Ariana Grande, I mean, I watched her on like Cat and Sam and like, you know, just like in those types of roles.
Well, and it's like you see her in like her interviews when she was like with Mac Miller. Like she's just a totally different person. It's hard to look at her in the light that she's in now. Like
exactly. And it was never about like whether she was talented or not. Like everyone knows she's very vocally talented.
Yeah.
It was more for me about like what value is she actually going to bring to the role of Glinda? Because this role is, I mean, honestly, I would be scared if I were her to step in those shoes, like of Kristen Chenoweth. And I mean, this is just like such a, it's like a world renowned role. So I'm like, what value is she going to bring? Oh my gosh. Like she was literally made for the role.
I have
she
goosebumps was, thinking about.
Yes. She was so funny.
I have goosebumps thinking about No One Mourns the Wicked.
Like, oh my gosh.
I have goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah, just incredible.
Yeah.
Like from the very first second you hear her singing on it, you're like, oh, I know. Okay. Like whoever directed this, you knew exactly what you were doing. Mm-hmm. She was hilarious. Her vocals were incredible. Her acting was incredible. I loved her and Jonathan Bailey's chemistry. I loved her and Cynthia Erivo's chemistry. I just loved it so much.
It was so good.
It was a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I had never even heard of Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
Before this.
Me either.
I don't know how. She's, I mean, so wildly talented.
I just saw this like 2 hours ago that she just got cast to play Jesus in something.
What?
I know. I don't know. I just saw that on
E! News. Watch. I know. I'll watch anything she's
in.
She's
amazing. That's hilarious. I know. Do I look Jesus. Up what that is? Let me look it up really quick.
Please. That is so funny. But yeah, I literally just thought like cinematically, vocally, comedically, which I wasn't expecting it to be as funny as it was. I just like 10 out of 10, changed my life. My jaw was on the floor.
No, it was amazing.
I can't wait for part 2.
And it was amazing to think that like all of the sets were real.
Yeah.
The music like was sung live. Like yeah. It was just, it was amazing.
Oh, so, so good.
Oh, I cannot find it.
That is so I'm gonna funny Google. Though.
Let's see. I'm looking on E! News, so I need to find.
Yeah, we gotta know. We gotta know what she's playing Jesus in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is just hilarious.
Cynthia Erivo cast as Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay.
Way.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, for the Hollywood Bowl? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What is that?
Isn't that where like they have a bunch of celebrities come? Isn't that when, okay, so Kim Kardashian's
Northwest.
Yeah, when Northwest was Simba. I think it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be wrong.
You know, that's totally.
Is that what it is?
I have no idea what that is, but yes.
Jesus Christ Superstar is like a long time musical.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually dated someone.
Is Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. I dated someone who went on like an LDS mission in Portugal. Mm-hmm. And while he was serving there, like a family that they were investigating to try to get to join the Mormon church, they invited him and his companion, missionary companion, to go to Jesus Christ Superstar. Mm-hmm. And they like asked their mission president, they're like, oh, can we go to this? And he was like, no. Like, it's like blasphemous or something. But I will be watching because she's gonna be incredible in that. Like I said, I'll watch anything she's in. But
I know, I can't wait for part 2.
Yeah, me too. It'll be so good. When does it come out? 2026?
November of this year. I want to say.
It's going to go by so fast.
Yeah.
Can't wait. And I love a good Thanksgiving week movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so good.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring the movies back. Like, why is there nothing good in the movie theater?
I know. It's so sad.
It really is. R.I.P. movie theater.
Truly. Okay. Next up is Selena and Benny Blanco. Mm-hmm. They were engaged while we were away. And also, they just barely announced this last week that they have an album together.
I'm sorry. I love them together. I'm so happy they're engaged. I just saw this interview today. I don't know what interview they were doing it for, but they were reading like note cards. It was like questions on cards.
Okay.
And it was like, what's your sexiest feature? They had to like answer it about each other. For each other. Selena was like,
I'm scared.
I think your eyes. And I was like, yeah, it could only be. I'm sorry. Oh man, because he's just so ugly. But like, you know, I love them together. And I love him. Like, I love his personality. Too. And so it's good.
Like, once you actually like see them together and like you know his personality, you get it.
Yeah.
But like
I mean, who am I to talk about loving an ugly guy? Like, I love some ugly guys. You know what I mean?
But like Benny, I mean he's funny, he can cook, like, mm-hmm, you know. Yeah. And I guess he can sing.
Yes.
So, and I mean, I just feel like he like worships the ground she walks on. We love that for her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a very odd duck, but they work. I'm actually really into the song they released. So the album releases, I think, March like 21st or 22nd.
Okay,
the full
soon.
Album. Yeah, so like in a month. And then their song they just released, Scared of Loving You, is so cute and so good. And actually, Phineas, who is Billie Eilish's brother, I believe he helped them write the song, which he just is magic. Everything he touches. I'm actually going to see him
when
in concert March 2nd, I think, with my sister.
Yeah, that's really
Lexi.
Soon.
So, yeah, he's really so talented. But
I've not listened to the song.
Okay, yeah. You need to listen to the song after this. It's so good. If any of you haven't listened to it, you need to. It's so, so good.
Yeah.
So,
I'll be listening. I should already be on that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, next. This is all you, Haley.
Okay.
Okay, because we all know Haley's our book girly. Couldn't be me. Housemaid cast, also Verity cast. So I'm just going to let you take it away.
Okay. I already feel like I've been talking so much. So sorry.
Is Verity Dakota, what's her name?
Yes. Cast Johnson. Okay. Yeah. So Verity is another Colleen Hoover movie adaptation. Verity might actually have been the first book I ever read by her, if I can remember correctly. It is her book that's more of a thriller.
Okay.
So I was actually like really surprised that Anne Hathaway was cast as Verity. I just like have a hard time seeing her in like a thriller role. Maybe she's played on before. I have no idea. I just have never seen her in one.
Just Catwoman.
Yeah, just Catwoman. I love Anne Hathaway. Like she will always be one of my favorite female actresses. I just love her. Mm-hmm. Like ever since Princess Diaries. I mean, how can you not?
How can you not?
And I think she'll do amazing in the role. Like I have no doubts of her talent, but it just like wasn't who I picked. In my head, I thought it was gonna be like Rosamund Pike.
Who is that?
What else does she play in? Is she in Gone Girl? Let me just show you her. So she's blonde. So that's who I pictured as Verity. So like when they cast Anne Hathaway, I was like,
yeah, very different.
Like this is very different. Yeah. So she's in Gone Girl. If you've seen that, Jack Reacher, Wheel of Time. Anyway, but I'm sure she'll do great. I think Dakota Johnson for Loan is perfect. She's going to do great. And then the guy they cast for Jeremy, also not who I pictured. His name's Josh Harnett. And I don't even know him from anything. Definitely not who I like physically pictured, but I don't know. I mean, if he's playing alongside Dakota Johnson and Anne Hathaway, I'm sure he's talented.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then for the housemaid cast, I love this book series. I was very concerned about who they were going to cast for this as well.
So it's this whole series.
Yeah. So this one has like three books and then like a novella, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think this movie, though, is just covering the first book. But I was also very, very surprised with Amanda Seyfried playing Nina. Okay. Like not who I was thinking. And actually with Brandon Sklenar. Is that how you say Sklenar? He's the one that plays Atlas in It Ends With Us. So one of the main male characters in It Ends With Us.
What is this book about?
Okay, so The Housemaid, it's also a thriller. And it's basically about this maid that moves into the house. It's hard to say without like spoiling it, but there's like eerie things going on with the couple and
I don't picture Amanda Seyfried.
No.
In like
a
creepy vibe.
Yeah, exactly. But they did cast Michelle Maroney?
I don't know any of these people.
Oh, he's so hot. They cast him as a character named Enzo, and he's like a perfect Enzo. So I'm very excited about that. And then obviously Sydney Sweeney is a great choice too.
I think she's great. Sweeney in anything.
Yeah, I think she'll do really good in this role. So I'm very excited about that. But yeah, I was taken aback, I think, a little bit by Amanda Seyfried. But yeah, so I mean, overall, I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
These are two very, very popular books. So hopefully they do it justice, especially after It Ends With Us. A little concerned.
No but, sexual assault lawsuits, please.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's just, keep it together. But anyway, that's all I had.
Okay. Yeah. When are those supposed to release? Do you know?
I actually have no idea.
Yeah. Probably no one knows. It's fine. Okay.
I think sometime this year though, but
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah. Soon. Either this year or next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on our list is Barry and Sabrina Carpenter breakup. which I think, I don't know. I wasn't really surprised by, like, we all knew it was like 2 seconds away until he fumbled her. Like, I don't know. You said you have some notes though. So I'm interested.
Yeah. Okay. This is like I just feel like, so I'm a big Sabrina Carpenter fan, and I feel like if you know Sabrina Carpenter, you know, she uses like a comedic relief as like, I don't know, just like a coping mechanism, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, her Short and Sweet album was a foreshadow of like what she already knew was going to happen with Barry, you know? Like, I feel like it was like almost like her way of like coping with it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I actually think she was very into Barry, which I don't know why. I just don't understand. I mean, I just think she's like so much hotter than he
is. For sure.
But I mean, I just am like, where. So the cheating rumors are rumors. Neither of them have confirmed that that was true. Mm-hmm. And the girl that people are saying that he cheated on with, she, the reason why people think that she confirmed it is because she was like reposting the cheating rumors about her. But she's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So I think she was just reposting it because why would you not monetize off of people dragging your name through the mud at that point? Right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, she was just literally using that to like monetize. So I kind of get it. I don't know if he actually cheated on her, but if he did, like you said, like what a massive fumble.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
So ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
Especially with Brecky Hall. No offense, but I'm like, just no.
Have you watched the music video with Dolly and
I honestly didn't like absolutely love their collab.
Kate, I was dying listening to it. I'm sorry. Dolly Parton, like an icon, a legend.
Yes, totally.
But she was given like real grandma. Like real grandma.
Oh, so bad. I know.
Grandma. I'm like, we couldn't have had her sing like a different verse.
No, something. I know. Well, I actually think her voice would have sounded better on Slim Pickens.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's, I don't totally understand why they did Please, Please, Please. Like, it's just kind of strange. Have you listened to any of her new songs that she put out with her deluxe? I really liked Busy Woman. I thought that one was so good. But yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the Dolly collab.
I mean, I love it because it just it's is iconic. What it is. Yes. But
how could
but,
you not?
But truly, I know exactly what you're saying. It
like, wasn't great.
It was just kind of cracking up. Yeah, but I love like that for her. Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. What do you do? If you cheated on her, you really screwed up and she'll hopefully pick someone hotter next time.
She can have way hotter.
Yeah. She always says she's like, she always hints that she's lesbian in her music. Yeah. So I'm like, I wonder if she'll be dating a girl next.
Well, I'll be here for it. I'll be watching.
Good for her.
Yeah. I'll be supporting. Okay. Right. We're moving on. We're going to group this all together.
Okay.
This is like Bachelor news.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Some's old, some's new. We're going to start with the Matt and Rachel breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting, all of it. And have you heard that they're just like on great terms? Like they're, she said they're just like on great terms. I thought it was, number one, everyone was so confused by how he just posted the breakup. Everyone was confused by how he spoke during the breakup post. Like, it was confusing. It was, I don't know. I was not shocked she went on Call Her Daddy. I feel like that was like the move for her. It was confusing to me when she said that like he had been texting her to like follow up with her, you know, it's the classic, let me like string you along.
Yes.
Like I can move on, but you can't.
Yes.
Type of, yeah. Manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just, she's so beautiful. I have never liked Matt James. I did not even finish his season because I could not stand him.
Yeah, he was so annoying on The Bachelor.
It was actually news to me that they ended. I don't know why this was news to me because I knew they weren't engaged, but it was news to me that like he had only asked her to be his girlfriend at the end of his season. Like I didn't have that knowledge, you know?
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, yeah, I have never cared for Matt James and I just think she's way too good for him.
Yeah.
So I just think really he did her a favor and she's going to find so much better. And Matt James is still losing followers on Instagram, but now he's like back to posting food content or something.
Oh my gosh. Like, bye. I'm so sick of him. Cancel him.
Yeah.
Cancel him. I actually had only seen clips of the Call Her Daddy episode until today. I finally watched it.
Oh.
In prep for this episode.
I was literally one of the people like waiting on YouTube.
I was, I think, out of town when it came out, or it was like right when Vince got home or something. But one of the things that I thought was, first of all, I thought Alex did a really good job with the interview. Like, I just thought, I think, like you said, it was a really good move for her to go on, like, Call Her Daddy instead of, like, the Vile Files. Like, I just think, like, girl chat.
Like, the squeeze.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That needs to be just canceled. I can't take them seriously. That one's so bad. But, I thought it was really good.
So,
so bad. Like, let's put on Whitney. Ew, no. No. But, So, yeah, I thought she did a really good job. I thought it was actually crazy how Rachel would say something to Alex and then, like, while she was saying it, realizing how manipulated she has been for the last, how long were they together? 5 years? Like,
yeah.
Because it was 2020. Yeah. I'm just like, it was so crazy to watch her come to all these realizations literally while just talking to a girl about it. And like, it's like when you actually, like when you actually say it out loud, you're like, oh, like that actually sounds bad. And you want to know why it sounds bad? Because it is bad.
Yeah.
Like, he is just the classic, like, getting control and manipulation, and she is the classic people pleaser. And the fact that she's still in contact with him, I'm like, Rachel, I think you're an amazing person. You need to cut ties. Like, you, by you like continuing on in it, it's just like basically letting him win. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta have more respect for yourself. Stop talking to him. He definitely strung her along. I thought it was absolutely insane that they had not lived together. She was like, yeah, like he said it was for religious reasons, like we can't move in together, but they're obviously sleeping together, they're going on vacation together, they're staying in hotels for weeks at a time, but he won't live with you. Like, that's just giving, like, I'm not committed, you know, like, and just putting it off on like, oh, it's because I'm religious. Well, like, okay, so that only matters to you sometimes. I don't know. I thought that was so weird. Like, I can respect the religious aspect if you're going to be consistent, you know?
Yeah.
But also, I thought it was strange that Matt was dating other women during the time that she was being dragged through the mud with the media in 2020.
No, 100%. I mean, he has embarrassed her publicly like 15 times.
No, and I think actually he gets off on humiliating her, because if you have seen these TikToks where everyone is like, if you look at the like thumbnails his page, it's all her eating food with her mouth open.
Yeah, and you like intentionally pick the thumbnail. That
photo, yeah. So I'm like, it's just like, ugh. Know, like, it's just too icky. And I just hope the longer she's out of it, the more she realizes, like, yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, did you see what, like, Claire Crawley posted about him too, how he was like supposed to be, was he on her season? I can't remember. He was supposed to be on her season or something. And she was saying that he was like, she knew immediately he was not there.
Yeah.
For the right reasons.
Like, it wasn't going to be. Yeah. He was not a good egg.
I just cannot stand him.
Yeah. I'm really glad they're broken up. I hope they stay broken up, and I hope she cuts him off.
I don't think she'll get back together with him.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like going on a podcast and like talking about it in that way like makes it pretty final.
Yeah,
but she just looked so sad on it. It just was so sad.
Yeah, it was really sad. But
anyway,
she will find better.
She definitely will.
No problem.
Okay, what's next in our Bachelor category?
Let me pull it up. Oh, Maddie Prue, baby, is that her name? Or Pruitt.
Okay. Yeah.
Maddie Prue. Maddie Prue had her baby, which I don't have many thoughts. I don't like Maddie Prue, and I can't stand her husband either. Like, both of them together is just like, they're yucky.
Yeah.
And so congratulations on Hosanna.
Little ho ho running around.
Little ho ho. That's what people are going to call her.
I know. Like, dude, I get like being very dedicated to like Christianity and making that your platform. Good for you. Like, if it all ends up being true, like, you will be blessed in the next life. Good for you. Naming your daughter Hosanna. I try not to have like opinions on what people name their baby, because it's honestly none of my business, but they are putting it out for the world and they're on a public platform, so I feel like I can give my opinion. What is that? It's Hosanna.
You know what, I genuinely don't have opinions on what people name their babies, but Hosanna is just like, it's giving laughable.
Yeah,
it's giving predictable. It's just giving like, oh, okay, of course, like, you know what I mean? So like, cute.
I mean, like, a biblical name is one thing, but like Hosanna, like, I can't
either.
And she just, to me, like, she's just so dumb. I don't know if you saw this reel.
Just stupid.
She posted this reel like a couple weeks ago, and it was all about how like she was such a big flirt in high school and how she came to the realization that like flirting is not kindness and how like Jesus was a really kind person, but he never flirted with anyone.
Oh.
And that like flirting is like not godly and it's not respectful to like yourself or the other person. It was the most insane reel I have ever come across.
You're like, wow, what interesting points. I've been, how does she even come to that thought process?
I don't know, but I'm sick of her. I'm sick of seeing her on my page.
I do not. Do you follow her? I do not follow her.
Oh, no. But I somehow see her reels all the time.
I could not follow her for one reason alone. And that is to not look at her husband's hair. I hate his hair. Bad. Why is it his whole forehead? Okay, I'll stop.
It's so... It looks like a, like, character. Like...
A character.
I don't know.
It's so awful. Bad. It's awful.
Well, we wish them well. We wish baby Hosanna, little baby Ho-Ho, a great, happy life.
I just want to start taking bets on what they're naming the next one. Like, this one was so predictable. Well, I mean.
If they have a boy, they're definitely naming him, like, Shadrach or something. Like, I just can't. I can't.
You literally just name him God.
It's fine. Genuinely.
It's fine. Okay. Oh, okay. So the next one on our list, we just wanted to comment on there being no season of The Bachelorette this year. What an interesting choice. I'm a little suspicious. I'm like, why was there no Paradise last year, but there is this year, but you're taking away Bachelorette this year? I personally think I like to watch Bachelorette more than The Bachelor. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just because I like the leads better. Do they not have the budget? Are they trying to like put more attention on Golden Bachelor? Why no Bachelorette this year? You know?
I don't know, but I feel like we deserve an answer. Like, for people who have been dedicated to the franchise for...
Just start protesting.
I started watching this with my mom when I was in, like, elementary school. Like, probably shouldn't have been watching it, but was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been dedicated to this franchise for so long. Like, I deserve an answer and an explanation of... I mean, I guess Paradise is one thing because it's, like, newer than The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but I thought that was really stupid. But no Bachelorette?
Yeah.
What? Like, I don't know. I just am, like, honestly, I'm starting to, like, lose interest in the franchise in general.
That's like, how I started to be. I mean, I think it was for a lot of people. After 2020 and after Chris Harrison got fired, whatever. I did really love, I'm trying to think, I mean, might just be Joey's season was the best.
That was a fire season.
One.
That's because Joey's such a good person.
Yeah. And then I did come around to Jen's season. I was kind of unsure how I would feel about her, you know, her being the lead, but I did end up liking it. And then this one, this just gets into our next point, is Grant's season of The Bachelor. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I don't know that we'll be covering it. I don't know. I want to watch it so bad because I don't really watch Bachelor or Bachelorette for the lead per se. I watch it for the contestants.
Yes.
So for the guys or for the girls because I want to know them when I see them on Paradise.
Yes.
And I wanted to watch it too because there's that cute girl from Utah. What's her name? Letitia. What's her name?
Letitia.
No, Latia, you're right.
She is beautiful.
She is gorgeous. And I want to watch because I want to know her. And I know she's going to go far. I cannot. I can't get into it. And I don't care about Grant. And I've just seen things on TikTok, like people saying like this season is off. Like the vibes are weird. And I can't relate because I'm not caught up. I don't know. I just... It's a flop.
Weird. It's a flop. I mean, once they introduced all the women and I like... Each woman that went into the house night one, I was like, no, no, no. And it's like nothing against them, but I'm like, you are going to be boring TV.
Yeah.
Boring to watch. And
the girls, I thought they were cute.
They're fine. They're cute, but like they're not exciting to watch. And it's just like they're bringing back all of these just like way overused plots of like, I'm going to interrupt him and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I deserve my time. And it's like.
Well,
it's just like an eye roll.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone knows like that The Bachelor has a formula that they use every single season. Yeah. And perhaps it is done. Like, it's, you know, it's wrung dry. Like, yeah. perhaps, like, everyone is just sick of it. And you know exactly what's coming. And yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know, because I do feel like, you know, Joey's season was really good. I just feel like it's who you cast.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard to perhaps get the lead that they truly want. I think we saw that with Jen being the lead, you know, like, and not to say that Jen was a bad lead, but people would have way rather seen Daisy or Maria be the lead, but, you know, yeah. they declined it. And so may not be and their fault. I don't know.
I don't blame people for not wanting to do it, because 100%. We have seen now that this franchise has the potential, not the franchise itself, but like, by being associated with it, it can literally ruin your life.
Yeah.
And I think it's scary for a lot of people. I think they probably don't have as many people applying. And they said, like, for Grant, they had, like, the most applications and blah, blah. No. They say that every year. Like, I don't see that being the truth. Also, I just think it's a red flag when the lead kisses five people on the first night.
Yeah, it's
like,
yucky.
I get that you have to kiss someone to, like, see if there's a true connection there. But on the first night, when you're just supposed to be getting to know them, like, usually they'll kiss, like, whoever they give the first impression rose to, or mm-hmm. maybe one other person. But five people, yeah. I just feel like it's giving, like, fuckboy energy. I don't know how else to say it. Like,
and he is.
He is.
With the music stuff.
Oh my gosh. Just like singing all the time. I'm like, are you trying to like boost your music career? Like, why are you here?
He released a song.
Like, no.
No, yeah, no. Like, it was like, I'm pretty sure either the day of or like the day before his season aired. Okay.
Well, that's our answer. Literally. I know. That is our literal proof that he is not the lead for the right reasons.
I know. People were mad about it. Like, yeah. It does. It just shows that's the only reason he took that
role. I just can't with it. I don't know if I'm going to finish this season. We may not be covering this on the pod, you guys, because we don't know if we can do it.
I don't know if we can do
it. It's torturous at this point.
It is. It's just like, so. I cannot bring myself to watch it. There's so many other things I'd rather be watching right now. So many others. Okay. Okay, I just saw this today. Bachelors, Devin. So, Jen's man, the guy she got engaged to, right? We've all forgotten about him by now because he was a piece of trash.
Yeah.
He hard launched his new girlfriend, which, like, girl, like, why? Why? Like,
what are you doing?
You know.
Like, I already don't like you.
I don't have, like, too much to say about that. I just thought that was interesting.
She's
like,
pretty hot, though.
Yeah, gorgeous. I'm like, Who would ever be with you, Devin? Number one, you're so ugly. Number two, the world knows you're trash. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, it's fine if you're ugly sometimes. Yeah. Like I said, sometimes I love an ugly dude.
Yeah.
But like, you gotta have a good personality.
They still bring value to the world, but not if you're a piece of trash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he is trash and everyone knows that. He was on live TV being trash.
Yeah. Did not redeem himself in any sense of the word and has not since.
No.
Has not since, so we don't really care about your hard launch, Devin. I hope you get canceled.
No, good luck to them. Bless. Okay, last one. I mean, obviously, this is sad news. Katie Thurston came out and said that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer, which, yeah, it's really sad. How old is Katie Thurston?
34, I think.
Okay.
Or 35, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's, I mean, still really young. I don't know why I was thinking she was, like, younger than me.
No, she was an older lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, super sad. Yeah,
just really sad. I was not like the biggest fan of Katie Thurston, but I do like her and her fiance.
She was on Matt's season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she was the Bachelorette
after. She was the Bachelorette. But she's not with the person she ended up with, right?
No.
Yeah.
She's with a comedian.
Oh.
Now, and she's like also a comedian.
Wait, she's with a woman?
No.
Sorry. Katie Thurston is also a comedian.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sorry. So confusing.
No. That's okay. Okay. I need to go see who she's with. That's so interesting.
I forget his name, but David's really into stand-up comedy, and he said that he's very funny, the guy that she is with, and he has really good crowd work.
Very funny. They're cute together.
Yeah. So anyway, just very, just sad news for
Jeff
her.
R. Curry?
Yeah.
Archery. Okay. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sad for her, though. That's horrible news. Never good news.
No. Oh. Okay. Well, with that, let's move on from Bachelor news. I want to talk about Traitors.
Oh, okay.
Because the third season is airing right now. And Traitors is so good. And
that's amazing. This is the first time we've actually ever talked about Traitors on the podcast. And I've actually had multiple people reach out to me last year and say, why don't you guys talk about Traitors? And I had never seen it. And Chelsea, you have, right? Like you've seen it from when it aired the first season and you've seen it all the way through. Now it's on the third season. I've never watched it. I've been wanting to, but honestly, I really wanted to wait till Vince got home because I thought he would really like it. Thought it'd be something good to watch together. But we just started with the third season so that I could stay up to date on the pod and because Chelsea and David said it's been like their favorite season.
I put a gun to Haley's head and I said, Traitors now.
Yeah, you must. And it we did. We started elite. It that night.
It is elite reality TV.
It's like, so good. We are genuinely enjoying it so much. Vince and I are Survivor fans. I'm a Big Brother fan.
Okay, this is my problem is I've never seen Big Brother. And so, and they cast a lot of Survivor and Big
Brother.
What
about The Challenge? Have you seen The Challenge?
I have, but like I have watched like so many seasons of Survivor. You know what I mean? Like The Challenge is like maybe an episode here, there. Like I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I've only watched a little bit of The Challenge too, but Vince is up to date on The Challenge. Okay. So like he especially, the ones he doesn't know are like Selling Sunset. Yeah,
and see, those are the ones I know.
Exactly. Like he doesn't know a lot of the like that type of reality TV, but he knows all the like competition people. Mm-hmm. So it's super fun because we're kind of filling each other in on like the different people that we don't know.
Yeah. I feel like because so there's only three seasons, but I feel like this is the best season so far. And I feel like it's probably because I know the most people. But this cast is so good.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like give too much away if people haven't watched, but just to name a few on this season. Chrishell Stoss from Selling Sunset, Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules, who is just honestly a joy at this point to be watching.
It is, you guys, you know, we have like ripped into Tom on this podcast, but he is hilarious to watch on this. Honestly, he's just dumber than a box of rocks.
He's like the comic relief this season.
He is, and I'm here for it. It's so funny. It's like you're laughing at him and with him.
It's a joy. It's a gift.
It is.
Like, yeah, I'm loving Tom on the season. Who else? Gabby Windy.
Which I love her. I think she's so funny.
Yeah, me too.
Bob the Drag Queen. Boston Rob from Survivor.
So good.
Carolyn from Survivor.
So good. Yeah.
Who else? A lot of Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of Real Housewives. Yep,
there's a handful of Real Housewives.
Wes from The Challenge, which he's a very popular challenge character.
Oh yeah, person, is he whatever. The redhead?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, the cast is so good this season. If you have not watched Traitors,
and Nikki Bella.
Yeah. If you guys have not watched the season of Traitors, you need to go. And if you have not watched Traitors, period, start on season three and then go backwards because I think they get better each season. Yeah. So start season three.
Yeah. Two, when you're dedicated to the show, then.
Yeah.
Easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Season two is also very good.
But. Yes. And I love the host. Vince kind of thinks the host is like too much. Yeah. So, but he's so funny.
He's
perfect
for the job. He's amazing. I feel like every single guy is like, ew. Like he's way too theatrical. And it's like he's literally perfect.
He's perfect.
Did you watch oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name. Chimp Crazy.
No.
He's like so randomly in Chimp Crazy. Yes. So randomly.
That's the one that's like Tiger King, but it's chimps, right?
Yes. Yeah. So
I need to watch that.
Yeah, he's so randomly in Chimp Crazy. So
funny.
Chimp Crazy is about, like you said, it's like the same premise kind of as Tiger King, but it's about like, remember how you were growing up and like George of the Jungle, like there were just movies with like real animals in them. And like a lot of them were like gorillas and chimps and whatever. So it's talking about like how, you know, you don't see that anymore because like PETA took over and like it's a whole thing. But he had worked with this like one specific chimp that like he loved. And so he like advocates for the chimps. It's like a whole
that's
thing.
That's so
but he's
funny.
Randomly there.
Wow, that is random.
I know. When he came on our screens, though. We were like,
wait.
We were like, Traitors? because that's all I know him from.
Yeah, but. I didn't know him either. He reminds me of like the Hunger Games host.
Oh yeah,
that's who he reminds me of. But anyway, it's so good. You guys have to watch if you haven't. Great TV, and it's something that if you're married or dating someone, like, you and your partner will both like.
It's so good.
Yeah,
so good.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, next on our list is the Grammys.
Yes.
So I didn't watch the Grammys live.
I didn't either.
Okay.
I just followed along E! News and Chicks in the Office.
Okay. I don't have too many thoughts on the Grammys, so maybe you have more than me. But I feel so bad because I love Beyonce, okay? But not that much.
Yeah.
Okay, for Beyonce to win Album of the Year is kind of like, okay, like, this is like probably rigged, like, whatever. Yeah. I'm so sad she won over, like, I know everyone's gonna think that I'm gonna be like, tortured poets department, like, you know, like, yeah, stand up and, like, you know,
yeah,
protest about that. Like, no, actually, I don't think tortured poets department should have won, but I do think, and you're gonna die that I'm sticking up for this person, but I think Billie Eilish should have won. She should have won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Are we kidding? For her to walk away with not one Grammy, what a joke.
Are we kidding? And actually, so Billie's album, when I first listened to it, I was like, oh, I'm not like really getting it. Through my mental health crisis the last few months, I have listened to that album and I have seen it in a completely different light, and I love that album. So not good. Only that, she is just such a wildly talented individual.
Yeah.
And I also feel like she got absolutely rigged. And it's like, it's not only Album of the Year, but then she also won Best Country Album of the Year.
This is where I will not stand.
Like, I'm sorry, what? No, your debut country album?
No, I will not stand for it. And I also will not stand just simply for the fact that she was nominated. Also, that Post Malone was nominated.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It is robbing an entire genre of their art.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and... you know, I do think anyone can put out a different genre album if they want. That's
totally
great.
Yeah.
But like, no, Beyonce, you're not winning over Kelsea Ballerini.
Yeah.
Are we?
And Chris Stapleton, who had a phenomenal album.
Are we for real?
It's crazy.
And I'm sorry, because I went through a really big Beyonce phase. Okay. Cowboy Carter, whatever. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was
couple good songs.
It was mid. Yeah. It was mid at best, yes, in my opinion.
Yes.
If Beyonce was ever gonna win Album of the Year for one of her albums, should have been Lemonade.
Yeah.
Should have been Beyonce's self-titled album. Those are far better.
Agreed.
Than Cowboy Carter.
Like, who even listened to Cowboy Carter? It was trending on Reels. That was it. Like, genuinely, I don't get it.
Statistics show that no one was listening.
Yeah.
I get so fired up about this because, okay, yes, like I said, Album of the Year, okay, whatever, rigged, who cares? Country Album of the Year was sending me.
Yeah.
I was so upset.
And I was, like, actually floored by all the people in the comments section defending it. I'm like, you know what, guys? Like, give it a rest. Like, this is just, it's just, how can you not look at that and say that's rigged? And... so feel so bad for everyone in the category who has put out album after album after album, and then someone puts out a debut album
not in their genre and then
wins it.
Yeah, and I want to make it very clear, I would have been just as mad, like I said, if Post Malone would have won.
Absolutely. And because also his country album was mid. It was not that good.
Yeah, no.
Like, just aside from him, it being a debut album, it's, or debut genre, for him, it was not that great of an album.
Yeah.
So it's like, it shouldn't have even been on the list.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will stand behind that. It's just nuts.
I'm glad we agree. Yeah. I'm glad we don't have to fight about
this. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to be up in arms. Record of the Year was Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, so good.
Which I don't listen to Kendrick Lamar, but I became a fan after the Super Bowl because I thought it was so funny because I hate Drake.
People sleep on Kendrick Lamar. I swear. I can't even tell you how many people told me they did not listen to Kendrick Lamar until the Super Bowl.
And he won a lot of Grammys.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't listen to Kendrick Lamar? Like, he is so good.
Yeah, he's really good. I just genuinely had no idea, and I thought he deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Good for him.
Yeah, climb on board.
Yeah.
So good.
And Song of the Year was also Not Like Us, which just, I now I think is just so funny and great. Best new artist was Chapel Roan, which
totally
I
deserved.
Love her.
Totally deserved.
And I also think totally deserved.
What is Sabrina Carpenter?
What?
Winning song of, what was it?
Yeah. She won, year? She won best pop vocal
best
album.
Pop vocal. That is very deserved. Yeah, I thought so those too. Were the two most deserved
I agree.
Awards were yeah. Chapel Roan and Sabrina Carpenter. I was like,
I agree.
Those just are so obvious.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah. I also, another one that I felt like was super deserved was the best rap album, which went to Doechii, which mm-hmm. I love Doechii. And yeah, I was just like so happy for her. Like I love her as a, like a person. Like I think she's just so fun to watch.
I don't know that much about her.
But I also just love her album. It's so good. And I am actually not like super big into rap, especially like old school sounding rap, mm-hmm. which is a little more her sound. But I just think she's so talented. So I was happy she won.
Yeah, she's who I need to dive a little bit more yeah. into because I don't know that much about her. But
yeah, she's
so
she's
happy good. For her.
Yeah.
At least she's a rap artist winning that
yeah,
category.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? And she's actually only like the third black female
yeah.
artist
yeah.
to win it. Yeah. Good yeah. for her.
Good for her.
It's awesome. And her album deserved it. It's really good. So anyway, that's all I had on the Grammys.
Okay, what's next? Oh, Jen Affleck pregnancy. I need to know all your thoughts. I mean, I feel like I speak for everyone when I say that everyone was hoping she would leave Zach. But you know what? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Let's That's be, like all let's the people in the comments
happy
section.
For Jen.
Exactly.
Let's just be happy for her.
Thank
because
you.
Because she is choosing to stay with Zach.
Yes.
She's showing that they're working on the marriage. And she's pregnant with their third baby. So everyone, like, just like shut up because yep. you know what? She should be allowed to be happy in her pregnancy yeah. and be excited about it yep. and be able to post about
and
it
be
like
able
a
to
normal person.
It. Yes. And that's why I'm saying. I'm like I've always liked Jen. I liked her on her season. I've liked her after. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like not going to trash her for staying with him. Like nobody yeah. knows the behind the scenes. Obviously, we all saw what we saw on the season. It was alarming. And
it was
and
scary.
You can't make that shit up. I'm mm-hmm. sorry you saw it. It was alarming. But at the end of the day, like genuinely, it's her choice to stay with him. And she has to stand behind those choices. Like it's her life to live, mm-hmm. her choices to make. And I'm not like, I just feel like it never helps a woman in a marriage like hers for people to abandon her or to just not support her. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I just feel like woman to woman, I'm like, I'm going to be happy for her in her pregnancy and not have so many harsh opinions about it because the online comment sections are crazy. Like yeah. I get people's outrage, but also it's like, I mean, now you're talking about her and you're talking about her baby. Like mm-hmm. as I just ripped apart Maddie Perut's whole family, but I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like I have a soft spot for Jen. Cause I'm yeah. like,
I love
I just
Jen
feel
too.
Bad for her.
She's one of my favorites out of that.
And I wish her
cast.
The best. Like yeah. if she's going to stay with him, I hope he's getting therapy. I think they are together mm-hmm. from what I've seen. Good for them. And yeah. Like what else do you have to really say? You know?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I will say is that I feel like people feel like fooled by her because, you know, I think she put it out to the world that she was getting divorced, you know, with
I
all the TikToks with no ring. And
yeah,
the, you know
I
what
could
I mean?
See that.
So, yeah, maybe like we don't need to, you know,
kind of be dangling the carrot a little bit.
Yeah, catching yeah. people's attention that way.
Yeah.
I
just wonder
I
how much
like,
she got paid to do that. I you know, like, it was a lot.
Yeah, but I feel like the whole cast of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives does that.
I mean, Taylor Frankie Paul is doing that so much right now.
Yeah.
All of her content, I'm like, are you okay? Like, do you still have friends?
Like, I know. So maybe that's just like what they do.
I mean, it's their marketing. Like yeah. TikTok has always been their marketing and will continue to be. But yeah, I see what you're saying where it's like, okay, well, she did kind of dangle that carrot and then kind of disappeared and then like kind of yeah. came back and was like, no, we're still together and also I'm pregnant. So yeah, I get that. I mean, it makes sense, but
yeah, maybe we just need to catch on to their humor.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we just need to not be so surprised when they do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But I am excited for the next season. I think it's supposed to release this year, right?
Spring. Soon.
So excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait to watch.
Me too. Okay. Actually, let me make a comment on that really quick.
Okay, yeah.
Because, so you know how Secret Lives of Mormon Wives went to ABC?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had heard this on TikTok. That's my news source for everything. Someone had said that Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is taking the Bachelorette spot because they know it will get higher ratings and views. That's what I heard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just had to sift that budget around.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
You know, so anyway.
Well, it was more entertaining. So.
Yeah. I mean, I would way rather watch that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's a newer, hotter show.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one on my list. So I just wanted to touch on this a little bit is all the Avery Woods drama going on right now. So Haley says she doesn't know anything that's going on, which I cannot believe.
No. So I've like seen Avery Woods pop up on my, you know, For You mm-hmm. for years now.
Yeah.
And so I've always like known like kind of who she is, but I didn't actually start following her until like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So she's a big TikToker. I feel like she's like one of the it girls of TikTok. You know, you have yeah. Emily Kaiser, you have Alex Earl, you have like Avery Woods is one of them.
Right.
She's a big TikTok name. She is more controversial. Like she's really good friends with like Emily Kaiser, but okay. Emily Kaiser is more of like the sweet, like, yeah. You know, Avery Woods is like, oh, like me and my husband like love to do anal. Like she's just like so out
Wait,
there.
Really?
Oh yes. Like she's so out there, so open, so vulgar. Like, but I feel like she puts off more of like confidence and that's why people like her. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, she's really so nice she's to look at. She's beautiful.
Super hot. Yeah. Like, and I really like Avery Woods. However, what she did was a little shocking. I'm not going to lie. Like, even I'm kind of shocked by some of the things she said. So she has a podcast called Cheers. Mm. And she just got signed with the Unwell Network, which mm-hmm. is Alex Cooper's podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
Company, whatever it's called.
Host company. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. So she, yeah. Okay. So she has podcasts underneath her. Okay. One of the podcasts she also has underneath her is what the hell is it called? Boyfriend Material. It's Harry okay. Jowsey's podcast.
Okay.
Okay. So Avery Woods, people have been kind of noticing, and she's only been signed with Unwell for maybe like a month or
okay.
2 months, like not very long. People have kind of been noticing that she's like acting a little different, like maybe trying to like fit in, just acting kind of weird. So last week she had Harry Jowsey on her podcast and we all okay. know everything Harry Jowsey touches turns to shit.
Yeah.
Like that's your first,
yeah.
that's your first mistake. It's yeah. just like allowing him to be on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast episode is painful to listen to. It is painful. I've never heard more pick me girl energy. So Avery Woods, sorry, I should have stated this before. She is married. She has
right.
two children of her own, like two young children. I think her boy is like maybe like 5. And then she has a daughter who's maybe like 3 or 4.
Okay.
And then she has 2 stepdaughters who are older. They're teenagers.
Okay.
Okay. So she's got 4 children underneath her and 3 of them were girls.
Okay.
Okay. But this podcast episode, like it was like listening to a 13-year-old girl be like, oh yeah, like dying for validation from the guys in her classroom. Like I can't even
explain. Was she like trying to get validation from
it
Harry?
Was like, yeah. Oh yeah. It was literally like she's sitting across from him and she's just like, oh yeah. So like, it's like you probably only get with like tens, right? And he's like, oh, actually, like I'm more of like an energy type of guy. Like, you know, like I don't really care about looks as much anymore. Like I'm more into energy. Oh yeah, whatever. Like you wouldn't be getting with anything. Like you wouldn't be getting with a 2. Like you would only be getting with 10s. Like we all know. And she'd be like, so like, what's your type? Like, what's your type? Like, do you like MILFs? And he'd be like, and she'd be like, do you think I'm hot? Like, I'm not even kidding. And at the end of the podcast, she literally asked him, so just like hypothetically, like, would you get with me?
Oh,
I'm not even kidding. But this was not the worst part. So the part that people are mad about, there are 2 major things people are mad about. In one part of the episode, Harry Jowsey, which I don't know why we're just like letting this slide because he made the comment first and we just like let it slide because he's a man. Like, I don't know. He made, I can't remember what they were talking about. I think they were talking about, like, you know how people say that, like, the people in your comment section, like, saying the rudest things to you, like, you go to their bio and it's always like, like a Bible verse or like whatever, like I love Jesus, like haha. So they're making fun of those people in the podcast. And she, and Harry says something like, yeah, like better be careful, ladies. Like Jesus is going to like give you a spanking or something. Oh, and she turns around and says something like, yeah, like Jesus is going to like R word you in, in the butt. Like it's, yeah. So she's offending Christians as a whole. Okay. She's making like disgusting comments about Jesus. Okay.
And so, just making so, any joke about anyone raping anyone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, no.
Exactly. Okay. So she's doing that. Number one, there's another part of the podcast. Okay. And I also want to clarify that Avery Woods is a licensed registered nurse and she's very open and very proud about the fact that she's a nurse. Okay.
Okay.
There's a part in the podcast where she says, oh, you don't have to worry, Harry. I've had C-section, so I'm pristine down there. Insinuating that every woman who's vaginally given birth is what, wrecked?
Oh my gosh.
And so people are furious with her. People are furious.
Like, what was she thinking?
Exactly.
Did she think like that was all funny?
No. Okay, so she comes out on TikTok with her apology video because you know they all have to. Okay, so she comes out on TikTok with her apology video and it's basically like a backhanded apology. Oh, like, you know, my podcast is a comedy podcast. Like that was all scripted and I'm sorry you don't get my humor and blah, blah, blah. I need to remember that like some people don't get my humor. And it's just like, okay, since when is your podcast scripted? Number two, none of that is funny. Number three, how many people did those jokes get by, you know what I mean? And they signed off on them.
Yeah.
Because those are ridiculous. Like, are we kidding?
What does she normally talk about on her podcast?
She usually has like guests on, like she'll have other influencers. She's randomly had like Raven Simone on. She had both of her stepdaughters on at one point. Sometimes she'll have like solo episodes where she'll do like Q&As and I mean, I don't know. Just usually has guests on. But with this one, you need to go listen to it. Like even I just go listen to like the first 15 minutes because to listen to the way she's talking to Harry Jowsey, like you cannot believe this woman is married. Like what is her husband thinking?
Wow. How embarrassing.
It is really embarrassing. But and it's hard because it's like,
do you think Alex is going to let her go?
I don't know. She didn't release. So she releases her episodes on Mondays and she did not have an episode this Monday.
Oh.
So I don't know. And it's sad because I like Avery Woods. Like,
yeah.
I like her. But at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like she's smarter than that. I just cannot believe that that was all just said and like thought to be funny, you know?
Wow.
Like you have to know that's going to offend some people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even like me calling like Benny Blanco ugly. Like I'm even like thinking twice about that. You know what I mean?
It's just like, well, I mean, it's hard because it's like, I mean, people can have their opinions and like it's their platform. They can say what they want. But at the end of the day, like for me, it's not even about like who they're going to offend. It's more just like, why do you want that like associated with you? Like, who actually thinks that that is funny and like would support that? Like I just don't really get it. And it's like, especially if it's not even really like who she is, it's like, why? I don't know. I just feel like, were you just doing that just because it was Harry and like you're just like trying to like, I don't know, like be in with Harry Jowsey and like
exactly
appease the crowd that like supports Harry Jowsey? Like like I just feel like it's just so like inauthentic of her.
I know. And I'm not a fan of Harry Jowsey, so I'm not sticking up for him, whatever. But like there were points like when she said like the joke about Jesus, like he was kind of just like like okay, like you know what I mean, like
crazy woman,
he like just has no idea what to say. It was just, it is shocking.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. So anyway, I can't believe you haven't heard of that.
No, that's crazy. But oh my gosh, I feel like I can never look at her the same.
I know, but this happens all the time. Like people get canceled.
Yeah.
She'll be back.
She'll rise from the ashes.
Yeah, it'll all be fine. This is just how it goes. Yeah. But anyway, that's all about Avery Woods.
Wow, crazy.
I did want to talk about Love is Blind.
Yes.
But Haley has not watched. So
sorry,
we're going to wait. We're going to hold off until next week and we'll recap Love is Blind.
Yep.
That's okay though, because only the first six episodes have been released. And I was telling Haley before we started recording that the first six episodes are the pods, and the pods are the most boring part to me. The real show starts when they get out of the pods. Yeah. So we'll have more to recap and it'll be good.
Yeah. So this is your, you know, reminder. If you want to be caught up on Love is Blind with us and we can chat about it next week, do so. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be catching up. So
I do think it's going to be a better season than last season. So
yeah. Already, I've only watched like part of the first episode, so I'm like really, really behind. But already, I was more impressed with the cast. So
the cast was so bad last year.
It was so bad. Only, like, I was actually just talking to one of my friends about this, and we agreed, like, the only couple we even wanted to, like, really see, they were the ones that didn't even end up going to Mexico. Yeah. It was Leo and whatever her freaking name, Brittany. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like they were the only ones that I was like, I like am genuinely curious where this goes, because they're just such a like dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even end up going. So
I know.
Anyway, yeah, I have higher hopes for this season.
Yeah.
So
me too.
It'll yeah, be good. We'll chat about it next week.
No more Marissa and what was his name? The guy with the feather in his hair.
Oh my gosh, what was his name?
I can't remember.
Oh,
it's fine.
It's like an interesting name.
Yeah, it was hard to say. It was like, ugh, I could never remember.
Bug me. I always thought it was like something different than it was. Oh, dang it. Okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. That brings us to the end of our pop culture recap. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. If you're not already, we're at twoblondes.onepod. Follow us on TikTok. We're at twoblondes1pod. And give us a rate and review on the podcast. That would help us out a lot. But we hope you guys have a great week, and we will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.